There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet and greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
Years of helping his fellow blinded veterans paid off recently for one dedicated volunteer in the form of the Department of Veterans Affairs National Male Volunteer of the Year Award. James Hogan has logged nearly 3,000 hours of voluntary service through the Blinded Veterans Association. That organization helps blinded veterans and their families by providing service programs, regional groups, resources, and advocacy. There's no charge for any of it, and you don't have to be a member to get help. All legally blinded veterans are eligible for assistance, whether they become blind during or after active duty military service. The volunteers demonstrate equipment and aids used by the blind, provide information on programs and services, and encourage blinded veterans to use the opportunities that will help them become more independent and self-sufficient. The veterans' family members often volunteer too, and in Hogan's case, so does his guide dog, Atticus, who serves as a therapy dog for Veterans Administration hospital patients. Learn more at BVA.org or 800-669-7079.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
You are not your diagnosis. Your medical chart is not your identity. And your vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. You are not alone, because we are driven to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, and an advocate for hope. You are not alone, because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call us at 1-800-683-5555. We are together.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
At Spectrum, we want all of our customers to have the features they need to get the most out of our services. That's why the Spectrum Access app is there for everyone that enjoys TV. The Spectrum Access app offers audio description to describe the action between the dialogue for hundreds of our on-demand movies and shows. Using the Spectrum Access app is easy. Open it, choose your favorite title, download its audio track, point your mobile device at your TV, and press the sync button. No matter where you enter the movie or show, the app syncs to your screen using the microphone on your device. You can get the Spectrum Access app on any platform. Plus, you don't have to be a Spectrum customer to use it. It's free for everyone, even non-Spectrum customers. Download to instantly enjoy. For additional accessibility support, contact spectrumaccess@charter.com or visit spectrum.net/accessibility.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios, from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around.
the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Yes, we're on the move. Welcome back to the second hour of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. Yes, this is the second hour. If you missed the first hour, well, I'm sorry you missed it, but you can always, well, go to the, when we show is over, we archive the show, and you can go to our webpage. Webpage is Blind and Beyond radioshow.org. If you miss any show in the past, don't forget, there's over 300 of them on our webpage, blindandbeyondradioshow.org. That's where you can listen to them. Blind and, don't forget the and, A-N-D, blindandbeyondradioshow.org.
Oh, Michael, how do they get a hold of you if they want to talk to you about something?
Wait a second, Gary. If you want to write to me for any reason, it's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at blindandbeyondradioshow.org. And let me just say this. For those that are listening for the first time, and you don't know what you're listening to, we say we're the bridge between the sighted and the blind. Our mission, first of all, is to entertain you, which I hope we're doing. Our second is to educate you, which you educate the sighted about the blind, educate the blind about new things that are happening, and that folks meet other folks. And also, besides educating, to inform. And last but not least, getting folks jobs. That's what we're all about. That's our big mission. Right now, you'll be listening to our co-host, Lynn Golder, my buddy, co-host, Gary Sinclair, and our guest, who's been on with us the first hour and still on with us, a young lady who happens to be the president of Lehigh Valley. Folks there, her name is Liz Olexa. Liz Olexa. And don't forget our producer engineer, Rishaw. So that's our players today, and pretty soon we'll be having another guest coming on at 8:15 Eastern Standard Time. So, Liz Olexa, tell us, if you would, please, about if you ever go up on an escalator, because people like to know about that, because that's very hard to do with a dog.
Well, you're right. It's very tricky. But if you have the proper training, you can get it done. So when you're approaching the escalator, the dog, in my case, Nacho will show me the escalator. He loves riding them. He gets super excited. He took me to every escalator in the entire mall. He wanted to do every one of them. And I would have been okay with that. But you approach it slowly, and where you put your hand on the moving railing, typically your right hand, because your left hand is controlling the dog, and you step forward at the same time you give your dog the forward command, so that your feet and the dog's front feet are on the same step. Then the dog will have his back feet or her back feet on the step behind you. You keep your left hand on the back strap of their harness, so your left hand is basically holding onto them right near their body, while your right hand is about a foot and a half, 2 feet in front of you on that moving railing. And the reason you do that is because those stairs roll underneath when you get to the bottom, and it is possible to get stuck. It has happened. It is dangerous. It is just terrible and heartbreaking. So as soon as you feel that railing start to flatten out instead of, you know, going in that downward position, you tell your dog to move forward or whatever command that you're using with your dog so that they step off right as you're stepping off before their little toe beans get stuck in the escalator.
I just can't even imagine.
Very good.
But the dog's nails get cut. Oh, my God.
No,
I just, it would be heartbreaking.
Just, you know, you've
been taken up to the elbow.
Your Michael. Right hand, a foot and a half ahead of you. That's really a terrific tip, Liz.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. And
very good.
While we have you on tonight, can you give people some etiquette pointers, please, especially for the sighted people?
Yes. Actually, I have something that would work really, really well. The best way And I, in my opinion, the only way, this is really exciting, guys, feel the energy. The best way to interact with a guide dog is don't.
Okay.
So what I mean by that is don't look at the dog. Don't talk to the dog. Don't touch the dog. Please don't touch the dog. Please don't touch the dog. Did I mention please don't touch my dog? It's very important because the purpose of a guide dog, yes, is to be my eyes with paws and to help me navigate safely. But the main word here, guys, is safety. Safely. This dog is my safety net. If he or she gets distracted, I am in danger of getting injured. Same with the dog. So somebody sees us out at the mall, and they're like, hey, there's Nacho, Nacho. Hey, puppy, woof, woof, woof. And he turns his head, and I fall down a flight of stairs. You know, or we're at a crosswalk, and somebody, oh, puppy, you're so cute. Oh, puppy, tries to pet him. And I'm trying to get him to cross the street. I could get hit by a car. He could get hit by a car. So the best thing to do is talk to the person. The dog doesn't know what you're saying anyway. They just see a strange-looking person that they don't know making all of these strange words and noises at them, and it can even be scary. So talk to the person and say, you know what? You have a beautiful dog. I really appreciate what that dog does for you. Or you want to learn more? Ask us. The dog can't tell you. Ask the handler.
Very good.
So that is my tip.
Very good.
I hope that was detailed enough.
It was very detailed. But wait a minute now. Isn't there a time when the dog is off duty? Because then you say it's okay to pet them.
Yes. So the harness is like a uniform. So when a security officer or a police officer, fireman, wear their uniform, you know they're working. The same thing goes for a guide dog. When that harness is on, they know they're working. And they're working when they're not in your house or at their home. You may work them in a friend's house if you're not there often. But when they're in their own home, that harness comes off and they turn into a different dog. They are all play and puppy. But it's still really, really important to remember to ask before touching somebody's dog. And the reason being is you don't know what that dog might do out of harness or even in harness. You don't know necessarily what that dog's job is in addition to their work. For example, Nacho was not trained for this, but he does alert me of my blood sugars when they go low. And
How does he know?
Who knows? But he's a genius. I mean, he's Nacho Chief. Come on. What's you know, not good about
dog, when I sneeze, my dog barks at me.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Well, you know, it's a really beautiful thing. But, you know, he even when he's in the house, he gets playtime. He's running around like a crazy little boy. He's doing zoomies in the living room. He loves to lay on his back and throw his bone in the air and wiggle all around.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, they're off duty when they're home and they're running around and do whatever they want, but they're very understanding of what's happening. Because my dog, my first one, I was going to college at the time, and I had to get a bus very early in the morning. I'd be having my coffee, whatever. That dog, I always hung the harness on the doorknob at the front door. He would actually go pick up the harness off the doorknob and bring it to me, saying, aww, we got to go. Knew the time. When it come to eat, if I wasn't on time, he brought me his bowl.
Wow, that's amazing. Yeah, before we go to break, Liz, quick question. No, he's not allowed any treats ever.
Not correct. I do not allow other people to bring him treats because you never know what their dietary restrictions are either. My previous guide dog was highly allergic to all grain and all poultry.
Mm-hmm.
You give Nacho any treats?
Not yet, no.
Oh, but it's just no, I understand now. She doesn't want strangers giving him anything. Well, all right, we have to go to break, and we'll continue. We're going to welcome our second guest for the night. And stay, hold on, okay?
You're more than welcome to listen.
I want you to stay, if you can.
Awesome.
More than welcome.
Thank you.
Stay with us.
We're going to break. We'll be back with our other guests.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-6888. We're going to break. Don't go away. Bye-bye.
Oh, This segment is brought to you by Foundation Fighting Blindness, committed to finding treatments and cures for blinding diseases.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
There's always something happening on Phone Faith, Christian Record Service's newest outreach to the blind community. Phone Faith dial-in presentations strive to inform, encourage, and inspire the mind, body, and spirit through mental health and wellness sessions, social meet-and-greet interactions, Bible games, and prayer time. Phone Faith is by and for the blind community. We invite you to join one or all of the 17 programs happening each week. Learn more about Phone Faith at phonefaith.org.
At World Services for the Blind, we are committed to develop new career paths, programs for adults who are blind or visually impaired. We are pleased to offer two new programs, call center specialists and credit counseling. The 8-week call center specialist program imparts a vast skill set upon its participants so that upon graduation, they are prepared to take on the role of call center customers, service representative with confidence. The program covers customer service, soft skills, communication skills, relationship building, sales and marketing, dealing with difficult customers, human resources, and more. Credit counseling is a huge industry with significant opportunities for employment, and our 12-week credit counseling program will provide clients with the tools to go out and educate and guide others looking to improve their credit and financial situations. Participants will earn 3 initial certifications with the opportunity to earn 2 additional certifications. The first 3 certifications will take approximately 12 weeks and include credit counseling, financial counseling, and debt settlement certifications. The additional 2 certifications are housing counseling and student loan counseling, which will add 8 additional weeks of classroom training. For more information or to begin the admissions process, please visit us at wsblinds.org. That's wsblind.org.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them. Never put both feet in your mouth at the same time. Then you won't have a leg to stand on.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
Yes, we're back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show, and this is your host, Michael. That's me, Michael. The phone number to call in, 407-894-1680. You got it? 407-894-1680. Hope you call in. Liz? Lynn, you're up, Lynn. Lynn?
That's Liz. I'm Lynn.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. All righty. Well, it's my pleasure to welcome back our friend, Brian Bushway. And if you don't know by now, Brian is a world-famous mountain biker who has mastered echolocation to navigate his surroundings. So welcome back, Brian, and glad to have you back.
Well, thanks for having me back.
Hey, Brian.
Because a lot of people have expressed interest in echolocation, and I understand you have a coaching, you started a coaching business also. So tell us all about what's been going on since we last spoke to you.
Yeah, myblindcoach.com. is sort of a new, I guess, chapter. It's a website, it's a business, but it's sort of specifically geared for visually impaired individuals who are looking at perceptual development. Like, how do we really become more aware of our other senses and actually grow our senses? And that can actually happen in the brain. It's called neuroplasticity, but we all heard if you lose one sense, the other senses can get stronger. And the answer is a yes, because our brains are far more flexible and adaptable. And so, you know, myblindcoach.com is sort of you know, speaks a language, I think, more specific to the visually impaired community, but also with acoustic athletics, we also teach this perceptual development to professional athletes because they're really interested in using their bodies and their sense of touch, their sense of proprioception in more powerful ways. Now, a lot of the orientation mobility training, in many ways, you know, which I am an orientation mobility instructor, a lot of those sensory integration methods that we use in this field for the visually impaired also just apply to all human beings. And so that's what sort of acoustic athletics is. And so, you know, a lot of even in my own, you know, learning of all these skills, it really is about how do we develop our other perception to be stronger. And echolocation is just sort of an example of how we can learn to use sense of hearing in a whole new way.
When did you start learning about echolocation?
Yeah, I started learning about it when I was a teenager, when I lost, you know, my ability to see patterns of light. I no longer have light perception anymore. And I was about 14, 15, walking down the eighth grade hallway, and I thought I was seeing something, but I'd close my eyes. I have no light perception. I could still tell that there was a type of an object, and I could move around it. And then I ended up asking around, like, how is this ability possible? And some other teacher says, you know, Brian, you're hearing sound reflect off of objects. And at the time I was using passive echolocation, all of the other sounds out there in the environment were reflecting off of like that pillar. And I was able to tell the difference of that open space versus having, you know, the sound being reflected and blocked. Because there was sound of cars out in the distance. So like walking up and down streets, trees, poles, they'll also just block the sound of traffic. So I started just noticing like my other senses coming online, and I was being informed. I was doing the tasks that I had did before with 20/20 vision, but I was doing them all differently, all learning this new sensory vocabulary. And I just became really interested in, like, developing my ability to move.
Yeah, Brian, I have something to add. Take this in the same concept, and most everybody that has a cane can probably figure this one out, too. I go to the VA here in Orlando and go down the hallways, and office doors are open. A lot of the office doors are open. And when you walk on down, really not paying too much attention, you're tip-tapping, find out where you came, make sure you're going straight and everything. But all of a sudden you come up and you hear a different dud sound. And that dud sound is the doors open. Then you go past a little bit and you can hear that wall again. And am I on the same lines with you?
Yeah, that's exactly it. It's exactly. You're noticing the subtleties in the environment, and it's all with sound. And like you said, that dull sound, I mean, that's part of the training is, can we develop ways to talk about these subtleties in the environment? It could be a dull sound. For me, sometimes many other people, it sounds like a hollow sound. Like most storefronts sit in like an alcove, and there's usually a hollow sound associated with entryways. And if you could recognize that, even when you're traveling with a guide dog, right, it's still helpful to be able to guide the dog into the general direction, and especially
so you
when
count,
you're learning.
Count the hollow sounds. Count the hollow sounds. Yeah. Go four doors down. Hit the third hollow sound, then you know the next one, your turn.
Exactly. And that's a very efficient, good use of it because, yeah, you can be using your cane and touch and dragging along the building line, but if you can recognize the hollows, it frees you up to move more in like free space in the middle of the sidewalk as if one would with a guide dog. You're in that flow, and especially if you're traveling with a guide dog, you don't have that tactile cane information. So one of the skills they look for people to qualify is be really good with a person's ears to recognize those hollow sounds. So yeah, that's echolocation and a great, you know, use of it. but it turns out that it's everywhere. Sound is reflecting off of every surface, just like light is reflecting off of every surface. But more powerful than light, when the lights are off, we can still create an active sonar signal.
Brian, I'm going to interrupt a minute. Liz, did you have any questions for Brian? He just mentioned.
Yes, I do.
I wanted you to be able to get in there. Yeah.
First of all, I'd like to reach out to you. I think this is great that more people need to know about this. So I want to be in touch after this call, if that's okay. But my question is, what is your preferred mobility choice in addition to using echolocation? Do you use a guide dog or a cane, or do you solely work off of the echolocation?
Yeah. I mean, so I always use a cane. And echolocation really is like just hearing, right? But it's a specific way of using one's hearing. And so it's not like, it's not this versus that versus that. It's really an umbrella skill of audition, you know, sound localization, sound discrimination. So it's just hearing, but able to then recognize the information echo. So I prefer to travel with a cane simply for this reason. I am constantly in new environments as an instructor and in my world travels that I just don't have the time to teach a dog and teach the dog a new route first. I'm never in a place long enough where I'm like traveling the same routine over and over and over. So that's one of the reasons why I don't use a guide dog, but I teach people all the time to use guide dogs. With the organization I work with, Wayfinder Family Services, and that's where a lot of students come through the Department of Rehab. We have a program relationship with Guide Dog Schools for the Blind. And, you know, we're helping qualify, you know, people with mobility for guide dogs, because you still have to have a certain level of mobility to, you know, be useful and have that team to go out and, you know, be free in the ways we all want.
I could interrupt for a second. If there's anybody out there that wants to call and ask Brian questions, please call 407-894-1680. That's 407-894-1680. Go ahead, Brian.
So I understand. This is Michael. I understand you teach
coaches
and coaches.
Yeah. I teach. Like, I work at, you know, Wayfinder Family Services. Used to be called Junior Blind of America.
Where are you, though, Brian? Where are you located?
We're in California.
Okay.
Well, there's a campus in Northern California, and there's a campus in Southern California. But that's for, like, people who are interested in employment, and that's all through Department of Rehab. It's sort of that track for Wayfinders. But, yeah, I teach. You know, I have adults right now on our caseload. We have 20 adults that we work with for 6 months to a year to develop all types, you know, all mobility skills. And so so I teach. And before I worked here in COVID, I spent a lot of time traveling around the world, you know, helping other organizations develop mobility programming, like in Thailand, Belize, Croatia, Armenia, all over Europe. So, yeah.
How do you do that when you don't know their language?
You work with interpreters, or you use Google Translate. Or you use nonverbal communication, a lot of gestures, a lot of pointing, That's also proper planning. Like, you can do a lot of research about where you want to go. And the more, you know, information you have before you get there, you can, you know, you just have more understanding if something's not going to plan.
When I went to China, I didn't talk Chinese. I had to go to a pharmacist, and when I went to the pharmacy store and went in to ask the druggist, I need some medicine, he didn't understand what I was saying. So all I did was point down below to my rear end, and I said, I need medicine, and I kept on pointing to my rear end. He said, just a minute, and what happened was he got an interpreter after, and the interpreter kept on saying, and I kept on showing what I was talking about, and they understood by me pointing to my rear end. They helped me.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I mean, I've even going into places where I thought, like, cell phone coverage would be bad. I've written out, like, phrases that I would think would be strategically helpful in either getting you know, to where I wanted to go or to get someone who'd speak the language. So I would be prepared with, like, I guess in a way, conversation cards in their language to help me. But also now when I've traveled overseas, if I can't be physically with an interpreter, I'll have a friend or a volunteer who speaks the language and I can just call them up. And we're on speakerphone and they can be like an instant translator. So, but
I have one more question for you, Brian. How is this funded? I mean, you're traveling to these different countries and putting you up at a place to stay. How is all that funded?
Yeah, different. That was all either being sponsored by a different company that was working with a charity in like Thailand. They had like a big Sope. They're a big like soft drink distributor, and they had a passion to want to help the community. And they heard about, you know, this group that wanted to help Thai visually impaired people find more employment, and they realized that mobility was a big deal and they needed help in figuring that out. So they contacted us and consulted with that. So all over the And see, I mean, that's what myblindcoach.com is really about. You know, those people who want to reach out, who are tired of sitting on these waiting lists, right? Because that's usually what happens. Yeah, government services, but you could be waiting a long time before you ever get services. And so it's myblindcoach.com is a way to start this conversation, to figure out how we can get people moving and applying their skills quicker than waiting on lists.
All right.
Okay, how can people get a hold of you, Brian?
They can go to myblindcoach.com, acousticathletics.com, brianbushway.com, and there's all emails, and that would be the easiest.
Brianbushway.com?
Yeah, brianbushway.com.
How do you spell Brian? How do you spell Brian? My son.
Yeah, it's the normal way. B-R-I-A-N.
Okay.
Yeah, Bushway, B-U-S-H-W-A-Y.
Well, my son spells it that way. My son-in-law spells it a different way.
A lot of people spell it.
And my grandson spells it differently.
Yeah. It's become very common, Brian with a Y.
Yeah, Y.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that speaks to my age then. I don't know.
I don't know. Okay, well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you.
Really appreciate it.
We really appreciate it.
By echolocation, because we've had a lot of comments about your...
Thank you so much for coming in and coming
on. One thing I got for you, Brian. Click, click.
Yeah.
Click, click, click.
Click, click.
Click, click.
Take care.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks for coming on.
Thank you,
We're
going
to go to break.
Good night.
Good night. We're going to go to break. Don't go away. You listen to the Blind and Beyond radio show. Don't go away. We'll come back with more plus trivia.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got to holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity. And vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are. And you are not alone. Because we are driven too. To be a beacon of strength. A champion of courage. An advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Summertime will soon be here, and National Camps for Blind Children, a program of Christian Record Services, invites the young and young at heart to enjoy confidence-building adventures in nature's at Blind Camp. Individuals ages 7 through 65, varies by location, are invited to visit blindcamps.org to see the camp roster and contact the camp of your choice to register. Again, visit blindcamps.org to review the roster and contact the camp of your choice, or contact member services at 402-488-0981, option 3, or email services at christianrecord.org. We can't wait to see you at Blind Camp this summer.
Hi, this is Sheila. Each week I will present words of wisdom, and I hope you enjoy them.
Listen up, Blind and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know!
As a professional musician, Lachi stays true to her creative vision, even with continuing vision loss from a growing hole in her eyesight. In time, Lachi could face the possibility of total blindness, but she's hopeful because she knows she's not alone. For 50 years, the Foundation Fighting Blindness has funded research into treatments and cures for blinding diseases, providing real hope to those fighting vision loss. And our nationwide community of local chapters provides networking and support for people with vision loss, as well as their loved ones. Because the best way to fight against blinding diseases is to fight together. And for Lachi, winning means using her voice to bring hope to others with vision loss. The Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we're winning. Learn more about how you can help us end blinding diseases at fightingblindness.org.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from the Spectrum Power Studios.
I can't. Michael, this is the Blind and Beyond Radio. Got it? Hope you didn't miss any part of the first hour and a half of the radio show so far. This is your host again, I repeat. Phone number call in, which I definitely hope you can do, is 407-894-1680. We have another guest. And after
Hold on, Mike. Let's do that one more time. You are tuned in to what show are we listening to? One more time.
You listen to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. The phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. Hope you can call in. Right now, Lynn, you're up with our next guest, and after the guest, we'll go right to trivia.
Okay, well, it's my pleasure again to welcome back another friend, Dan Day from Foundation Fighting Blindness, the Orlando chapter president. Welcome back, Dan.
Thank you, Lynn. Good evening, Michael and Gary and Liz and Chris.
Hey, Dan.
Good to be back with you again.
Good evening. So what news and updates do you have from Foundation Fighting Blindness tonight?
Well, I'll tell you, August is a busy month for events at the Foundation, so we've got three coming up this week, actually, and I will briefly tell you about. The first one I want to tell you about is what we call our Quarterly Insights Forum, and that's a quarterly update we give. This is via Zoom, so it's open to everyone nationally and internationally who wants to join and hear about the latest, where the research is going. This session, which will be coming up this Friday starting at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, we are going to feature our new CEO. So we have a new chief executive officer, Jason Menzo. He's not new to the foundation. He's been our chief operating officer now for at least a couple of years, probably longer than that, the way time goes these days for me. But he is our new CEO now, and he's going to be giving us his perspectives on where the foundation is going to be going in the future and its financial state and the kind of research, the new research we're going to be pursuing and the state of research, just a general update on the foundation itself and its financial health and everything. So it should be a very interesting session. And you can register for that session by going to fightingblindness.org/events. And as soon as you go there, there's going to be a pop-up on that page for the Insights Forum. And you can just click on the register button there and register for that event. The second event I want to mention is a relatively new one we call Community Connections. I think we've been putting them on maybe for less than a year now, but in any case, the idea is to have a kind of chat room forum where people can come in and just talk about different issues that affect the visually impaired community. So that might be people might want to talk about technology tips for productivity. They might want to talk about guide dogs, which you've talked a lot about this evening. They may talk about most anything that is of interest to the communities of interest. So we call it Community Connections. It's a chance for everyone. And, of course, the foundation, we focus on retinal disease, but this is open to people of any kind of visual impairment. And, in fact, like Blind and Beyond, we like to bridge ourselves to the sighted community, so it's open to anyone who's interested in joining. There will be chat rooms so people can, that there'll be one chat room for people who have lost central vision and one for people who have lost peripheral vision. And so it's always very interesting, and I think people have a lot of good and lively discussions there. So if you're interested in that one, go to the same web page that I mentioned, fightingblindness.org/events. And at the bottom of that page, you'll see a button that says All Events. When you click on that, the one at the top will say Community Connections, and you can click and register there. That's going to be this Wednesday starting at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. So that's an evening event. It's a Zoom event, so it's open all across the nation to anyone. And the third one I wanted to mention is one coming up. Now, this event is actually an in-person event.
Dan, break up, Dan.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
That's right, please. Breaking up.
Dan, you're breaking up.
Start over on your third event.
Oh, okay. Can you hear me okay now?
In here.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, very good. So the third event is going to be an in-person event, and that's
Gary, can you hear him?
He's breaking up again.
But breaking, oh gosh, yeah, I'm really sorry. I'm not, believe it or not, I'm not on a cell phone, so I'm not sure why I'm breaking up. But,
all right, look, do me a favor, Dan. Hold on one moment before you go into that third event. Lynn, Mike, Liz, I have a new caller on the phone line. Let me figure out and see what's going on with Dan. I have a new caller named Donald from Weston, Florida, and he has a question about his mother. Donald, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, can you go ahead and ask that question again? Dan, hold on. I'm coming to you one moment, Dan.
Okay, sure. My mother is 95 years old, and her eyesight has failed to the point where if she's looking out a window on a bright, sunshiny day and you walk in front of it, she can barely see a shadow. The situation now is her entire life she's been an arts and crafts person. They're all visual. Is there anything that a blind person can do that is arts and craft oriented?
Oh, goodness. That's an exciting question. Can I jump in on this?
Absolutely, Liz.
I'm Liz. I lost my sight 10 years ago, and I used to be very, very artsy, very artistic. I used to draw and paint and do all kinds of crafting. And there's all different kinds of painting that you can do. You can add texture into your paint. For example, you can use puffy paint, which dry rays. You can also add texture into regular paint, such as sand or gravel. You can glue with stones and make patterns with stones. And there's flat marbles, all different kinds of things that you can still do using glue or using whatever crafting materials she's used to, and just focusing in on the tactile aspect of that, using your imagination. Safety would always come first, though, and that's something to keep in mind. So I wouldn't recommend using a hot glue gun, but there are other glues out there that will work for doing sorts of crafting and things.
If I could step in for a second, Lynn can back me up. If you want to get a hold of Lynn, personally, getting a hold through Michael, she can help you get a hold of Mitzi, and it's a lot of crocheting type of stuff. Am I right, Lynn?
Yeah, you can
Gary,
email us.
Yeah. Donald, I have a question for you.
Yes.
About your mother.
Yes.
Does she have macular degeneration?
No, she's got bleeding in her eyes. At her age, they said they're not going to do surgery.
Off the air, I'd like to talk to you because I have bleeding in my eyes.
Give your phone number to
Yes.
Give your phone number. I'll call you off the air.
Running out of time.
Okay. Do you want me to wait or do you need to do it now?
Huh?
You want me to give the phone number now?
No. Give it to Chris off the air.
Yeah, Dan, Donald, hold on one moment, all right? Dan, are you there?
Sure. Let's go back to Dan.
All right, Dan. Thank you, Donald. Hold on one moment, all right, Donald?
Okay.
Need a three-hour show tonight.
Yeah, I know, right? Because I have Christine from Jupiter, Florida on the phone line who wants to help and give some.
We have to go back to Dan. We have to go back to Dan. Just 2 minutes of Dan, and then okay. We have to go to trivia.
Okay.
Sorry, Christine.
Oh, hey, folks, I think I'm back. I hope my voice quality is
okay,
better now.
Okay, Dan. The third item.
Okay, so my third item is there is an event in Tampa, Florida, this coming Saturday, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern. That's an in-person event, and I'm proud to mention this one because one of the main speakers there is going to be Matt Filipenko, who you've had on the show before, and Matt works for Microsoft, and he's going to be giving lots of good tips on how to improve productivity if you're visually impaired in the Windows 10 environment. So I know that's going to be interesting, and they're also going to have another low vision specialist there who will be presenting some interesting products to help the visually
impaired.
That's
in person, Dan, in Tampa? That's in person?
That's an in-person event. They call that the Tampa Chapter Series. So the local chapters are having some series. I'm actually going to have one here in Orlando in September, but this one is in Tampa this Saturday, August the 17th, starting at 10 a.m. And again, if you go to fightingblindness.org/events and click on that tab at the bottom that says all events, you'll scroll down and you'll see Tampa there, and you can register there. And if you have any questions...
It's August 17th, 2 weeks.
Oh, I'm sorry, Michael, what was that?
August 17th, you said, but that's 2 weeks from now.
Yes, August 17th for the Tampa event, August 10th for the one I called Connections, which is a Zoom event, and August the 12th for the Insights Forum. And if you have any questions about any of it, just send an email to info@fightingblindness.org, and they can give you all the details and the links you need to register for any of those. So you can either go to fightingblindness.org/events and scroll through them, or send an email to info@fightingblindness.org, and they'll be happy to send to hook you up.
Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan, for coming on.
Thank you, Dan.
So much,
thanks
Dan.
For being a good sport and holding on, too.
Thank you so much. Yeah.
Thanks, Dan.
Okay, we're going to go to trivia now. Trivia time.
Good night, Dan.
Good night, Dan. We're going to go to trivia time. Real fast, we're going to go to trivia. Now, this trivia, you got to give me not only who's singing, but I want to know his daughter. Everybody knows the voice when he sings. I want to know his daughter's name, too. Listen to the song. It's a great song. I want to hear this song. I love this song. I want to know who's singing it, and I want to know his daughter. That's the question. You'll know the voice. The minute you hear it, you'll know who it is. I want to know his daughter's name, too, both of them. Who's singing this song? It's a great song. I love this song. Here we go with the song. This is a trivia. Let's go. 407-894-1680.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by. If you smile through your fear and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow, you'll see the sun come shining through. For you, light up your face with gladness, hide every trace of sadness.
Great song.
Although a tear,
every single one, who is
maybe ever so near. That's the time you must keep on trying.
Okay, that's enough, Chris.
Smile.
Great song. That's enough. Great song. Who's singing the song? And I want to know his daughter's name. Both. Got to give it both answer. 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? And his daughter's name.
All right. So I have Christine back on the phone line. She don't want to get in for the trivia. She just wanted to help out with the with Mr. Donald from Weston about his mom and some arts and crafts. Do we have?
I don't think we don't really have time tonight. We have to finish up here with our two guests that are on the air now, but we can talk about that next week.
Okay.
Don, if you're listening, hope you tune in next week. And Christine,
and I'll talk
back.
Them off the air.
But I would like to say that was definitely informative show tonight, and it was all about, to me, was navigation between Liz telling us all about her new guide dog, Nacho, and Gary telling about his experiences, and then Brian with the echolocation. And these are all great tips and ways to learn how to become more independent. At least that's just my take on the show tonight. And I just wanted to do my little show wrap-up before we talk to our guests and say goodnight and maybe get a winner for your trivia. I just wanted to remind everybody to join us next week with co-host David Hillebrandt as we welcome Rebecca Rosenberg, who is the founder of Reboca, which is a new app for vision assist technology. I'll say that again, with vision assist technology. So if you have vision impairment or low vision, you really need to tune in next week. So that's going to be an exciting show again next
Chris,
Tuesday.
Any calls yet?
Well, we're waiting.
He must have some calls.
Thank you.
New callers first, Chris.
Yeah. When he gets quiet, it means he's on the phone. So
this guy was a great singer. And his daughter, big too. Mm-hmm. Who am I talking about? It was a great song. I love that song. One of my favorite
songs. When I get tired, that usually just means I'm sleeping. Or quiet, that means I'm sleeping.
Oh, but he's answering the phone.
Well, Liz, while we have time, and Brian, I know you're still there, while we have time, Michael and I wanted to thank you, and Gary, too. I'm speaking for Gary, to thank you both for coming on tonight.
Love it.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, all righty. Oh, I'm sorry.
You have any callers?
Yeah, I have two callers on the phone line.
Anybody new?
No. I have Derek from Winter Park, Florida, and I have John from Lake Worth, Florida.
Who was first?
Derek from Winter Park.
Okay, let's put Garrett on.
Derek.
I
think Derek. It's
Derek. Yes. Derek.
Yes, Derek. Hi, Derek.
Hi. I think I got the answer for you. Nat King Cole and Natalie Cole.
There you go.
You got a song.
Derek's
that
smart.
Was Nat King Cole. Great song called Smile. And his daughter's name is what now? What do you say his daughter's
Natalie
name?
Natalie Cole. Natalie Cole,
you're correct. Natalie Cole.
Very good, Derek.
They both passed away. It's a terrible thing. Natalie died young, and Nat King Cole died young. It's terrible.
Yeah. Yeah, they sure did.
Two great singers.
Totally.
What's your win, Michael?
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from, listen to this one, Sonny's Barbecue.
Yeah.
I mean, you're
great.
$10 gift card from Sonny's Barbecue.
You're welcome.
Great. You want barbecue? Sonny's Barbecue, place to go when you start talking about where you live in Florida.
You're welcome, Derek.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Enjoy.
Yeah.
Derek, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, Derek, all right? Hold on one moment.
Okay.
Oh, I need to say something really quickly. Howie Schaffran in New York.
He already called me. I got you taken care of.
Right. Thank you, Chris.
Did you want to talk to John?
Sure.
We got John on the phone line. John, how you doing?
Good, Chris. Good. Hey, Don. Hey, Mike. How you doing? Hello, everybody.
John.
Oh, yeah, John. Yes. It was not King Cole and his daughter Natalie, but
someone beat you to the punch, yes. I'm sorry. Someone beat you to
the punch. Yeah, I know. That always happens. You know, Michael, always a day late and a dollar short, right?
Yeah, but you got all the answers, John.
Well,
you know.
Well, next week, you close faster. That's all.
Yeah. Click and stick.
Isn't John that drives home and listens to the show?
I don't know.
I have John, a good story. I had a problem. I was trying to get a new cell phone, and the girl at the store, it got a little crazy because just trying to transfer my number and stuff, and it wasn't working out. And then I told the girl, I said, can't you see I'm visually impaired and I'm going to need a little more help? And then she said, well, we're not here to cater to the disabled, that blah, blah, blah company.
Oh,
so,
my God.
Go to another store. I stormed out of there and went to the next store.
Absolutely.
And just got a new phone number. Oh. Just got a new phone number.
Wow.
Yeah. All right, so
terrible.
Yes, it's very difficult. It's getting very difficult out there. Like the lady said earlier, it's everybody's very rude. And but I'm about 6 foot 240. I work out and with my cane, so I get people are a little intimidated by me, I think. But it's crazy what goes on. And
hey,
I'm out
John,
there.
You don't,
I take the
you don't
bus.
Need a cane, John. You need to carry barbells around.
Yeah. So, but I'm going to get a seeing eye, dog. That's what I'm working on next. Thanks to you guys. You talked me into it. And I'm looking into Southeastern guide dogs. So,
very good.
Thanks. It's going to be a long process. It seems like it's going to be a long process. I got to get recertified on my cane because I got all my stuff back in 2002. And, you know, so I got to get recertified. Excuse me?
Thanks for calling in. We got to wrap it up.
Okay, guys. Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
We got to wrap it up.
Liz, Alexis, thank you so much once again. And Brian.
Oh, you're so welcome.
Nice talking to you, Liz.
Thank you so much.
And Dan Day.
And
Gary.
And Chris Shaw. Thank you all. Thank you all.
Yep.
Woo.
I knew it.
Busy, busy, busy show.
Good job, everybody.
Well, thank
you.
You
too.
Brian.
Thank you.
Take
thank
care
you.
Out there.
Hey, Chris Shaw. You there? Chris?
Okay, Mike.
You must be on the phone.
Yeah, I was on the phone. Mike, you in some hot water,
up,
Mike.
What?
Mike, you in some hot water. You are in some hot water. Miss Shirley, all the way from the 0810 Ohio, just called me and said, hey, Mike. Mike was supposed to call me out and give me a shout-out, but he forgot all about poor me.
I did.
Hurry up. Do it now.
She's right. I forgot to do a great
job. I'm gonna let her listen to it. Miss Shirley, you gotta listen to it, Miss Shirley.
Right. And I owe her an apology to Shirley from Ohio.
Stop.
I apologize 100% to Shirley. Shirley fell down and would you believe broke one of her ankles in two places.
Oh no.
She's in rehab and we wanted to get better and I felt so bad. I called her, but the point is I was supposed to give her a big shout-out, and I forgot. I do apologize 100%. I did call her. I want to thank Shirley, and again, I apologize to Shirley a million times. I forgot.
I
feel better. That's the main thing.
Shirley, this is Gary. Get better now.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it. I really do. It's a little rough right now.
Bye.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care. We're going to be thanking
her. Bye, Shirley.
Thank you. Bye.
Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. I can hear you.
I want to go off the air with Smile. I love that song. Everybody should smile. Play that going off the air right now. I want to play that going off the air. Smile by Nat King Cole. We're going off the air. Whatever he can play it, play it. I love that song, Smile, because it's a great song. Anyway, take care. We'll be back next week. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
We love you. Stay safe.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Stay safe.
When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Although a tear may be ever so near, that's the time you must keep on trying. Smile, what's the use of crying? You'll find that life
is still worthwhile.